Peace and greetings, brothers and sisters. How y'all doing out there? Shalom, shalom, shalom. This is your brother, the Elder Ariah, in his house right here for Culture Freedom Radio Network. Culture Freedom most definitely in his house one more time. Thank you always for tuning in and listening in to Culture Freedom Radio Network. We greatly do appreciate you for listening in and, you know, just sharing in for the information that we distribute right here on this podcast. Like I said, always thank you for listening in, whether you catch the shows live, whether you catch the shows in the archives. Thank you for listening in. Tonight I want to just share a message right fast, and I'm not going to try to be before you long, but I want to share a message to America and American society. America, this is the topic. America, you have a lot to repent for. America, you have a lot to repent for. And you truly need to repent, America, before it's too late. You need to turn back from your wicked ways, for one, but you need to repent for those sins that you have had in the past. And I'm seeing some things, you know, and, well, let me go here. You know, during the election, we've seen some things that Joe Biden, this candidate at that time, was the candidate who was running for office. Joe Biden had some campaign promises, right? And some of the campaign promises that he was making, it was that he said in his first 100 days what he was going to do for the LGBT community, which we know biblically, that's called the homosexual community. Yeah, I said biblically, the homosexual community. And we know that according to the Tanakh, and even the part that we read in the New Testament, in the book of Romans, it talk about homosexuality and said how it is an abomination to the Most High, right? So it is called, if it's an abomination, is what is called, considered a sin. Homosexuality, yes. It's not my law. It's the law of the Most High, Yah. So y'all take it up with the Most High. Don't take it up with me. I'm just a man who just teach the word of the Most High. But anyway, Joe Biden is, we've seen that he's keeping his campaign promise, y'all. He's keeping his campaign promise. And one thing I've seen that he passed, executive order just the other day, how these transgender men can now continue, they already doing it, but continue to keep, and he gave them protection to keep playing and participating in women sports. Yes, men who call themselves trans, or who's in a trans thing, y'all, transitioning, but now they're able to play in sports. Now, y'all seen this thing, what was it, I think it was a MMA, whatever that thing, like the Ultimate Fighting, where they had a transgender a man who, I ain't gonna say woman, y'all, I'm gonna say a transgender man who was an actual man who fought against a woman, and he actually cracked this woman's skull and all of this stuff. Yeah, so he have now signed an executive order that these things can continue. And not only that, on today I seen something that he did something else, that he rolled back and he did away with the ban that Donald Trump had, that that trans people, persons can now rejoin the military, because, you know, Donald Trump put a ban that transgenders cannot be in the military or join the military. So he took away that ban. So I was saying, he's doing a lot of things. America, you claim to be a Judaic, as you say, Judaic Christian society, but you're allowing a lot of sin to enter into American society. And now you're making it law now, because y'all got to understand now, when these presidents like Barack Obama, they made where homosexuals can marry each other, that became the law of the land, federal law. So that's what I'm saying. And now what Joe Biden is doing under these executive orders and things, he's allowing for these sins to be the law of the land. So in America, you are opening to you opening the door to a good old fashioned natural Most High, and I'm gonna say it like this, y'all: a natural, a nature Most High's ass whooping. I'm gonna say it like that, y'all. Excuse me, some of my other elders. That's what you're doing. You're opening the door, boy, to a divine chastisement that's gonna come down on you. Y'all may not look at it and like some people like me say, oh man, we don't believe in all of that. But you better look at nations of old and how a lot of them don't exist today because some of the things they have done in their society and bringing in a lot of sinful things in their society. You better pay attention to Rome. You better pay attention to old Greece. Now, even though America is basically the same pattern after Rome and pattern after Greeks, still the same thing. They say the same children, y'all, that live in America. So y'all have those sins to worry about. He's constantly, man, bringing more sin into the world. I'm just going to say American society with a lot of these laws and with the executive orders they're passing under that dealing with this homosexual community. I'm telling you, y'all bringing more and building up the divine chastisement to come down on America. Man, I'm telling you, it's coming. But not only that, the scenes that I just finished watching, the movie American Skin. Y'all, have y'all heard of that new movie, American Skin? The brother, what was it, Nat Parker? I think that's the brother's name. And it was dealing with basically what we see some things that happen here in America where these white police officers seem to shoot a black unarmed man down in the street. And it always come to the acquittal that, and they have a cell phone or something, but they turn around and say, well, we don't find them guilty. No charges being brought on the officers, and the officers get, you know, better. So Nate Parker actually made a film, excellent film. Excellent, y'all. I tell y'all, check it out, man. It's called American Skin. American Skin. With his 14-year-old son. It was about basically himself, Nat Parker, played that he was an ex-Marine. Like we know a lot of us, we serve your so-called country, fight for the freedom of America, and then we get back here to America. Shit, we ain't got no freedom. We still get, what's this thing, y'all? We still get profiled and still get treated what they say, like a nigga when you get back here. Now, you's a soldier. Y'all know that. I ain't got to get into all that. But it shot his 14-year-old son. So that's what it's about, trying to get justice. And y'all know how this whole thing goes. So America, you have an history. You have a lot that you need to repent for. You have a lot that you need to repent for number one, because of the slavery, the slave that you have done to your to the so-called black people in America, what you have done from past, you hadn't repented for that, and the things you are continuing to keep doing to black people here in America, you have a lot that you damn it need to repent for. But y'all, not only that's those sexual sins and sexual perversions, and that's one of the things that this what y'all doing with this homosexual thing, it falls under the category of sexual perversion. Y'all have a lot that you need to repent for. In America, you're pushing it. You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire, most definitely. But as I look at America, man, and seeing how it's getting worse, it ain't getting better. It ain't getting better. No. And it was a time that even with, you know, the racial things that was happening in America, somewhat people kind of here in America is somewhat recognized the Most High and somewhat tried to serve the Most High. And, you know, but now it's like they don't give a damn. They're tempting God. That's why I had a show I did a while back. Is America tempting God or the Most High? Is America trying to tempt the Most High? So, and I really do say yes. I really do think so. They don't I guess they don't, what they say, you don't believe, I don't want to use that old term. Well, yeah, I use the old terminology. The L's, you just say, they don't believe fat meat greasy, and we don't want to deal with fat meat. But they don't really believe, like, about what happened to the nations of the past, when the things that they were doing inside of their nation bringing so much sin and transgression into their society. This nation, man, that's why it was called, and basically they said, going into the book of Revelation. Now I can jump into the book of Revelations, that New Testament. They talk about that whore that sits upon many waters, ancient mystery Babylon. Or she's really not an ancient, but that mystery Babylon, that whore that sits upon many waters, acting like ancient Kemet, or they say Egypt, that holding people in bondage, acting just like old Babylon of old, the Rome, Greece, Sodom and Gomorrah, the modern Sodom and Gomorrah. This is America. This is America. All of those nations, ancient nations, roll up into one. America, you better repent before it's too late. Even the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about the fall of America and why America will fall, because of the sins that he talked about, that have built up so high that you stack it up, like you stack it would reach past into the what we call outer space. Her star, I mean, her sins are stacked up so high, man. If you stack it on the ground today, like with some phone books, and stack it and stack it, it probably wouldn't reach Neptune or Mars or whatever, even probably Saturn. That's how much sin, America, you have stored up. So I say to you, America, you better repent before it's too late. You better tell that old president of yours to better stop signing all of these executive orders to federalize more sin into the world, because he's the government, right? He's the head of the government. They're federalizing sin. See, now I'm gonna tell y'all something, and I'm really not trying to bring to the politics, but I guess I have to. That's one thing, whether you like Donald Trump or not, that's why some people on that spiritual side kind of somewhat agree with him. And that's why I say, even me, I can't agree for what he was standing for on far as me serving the Most High. He was not trying to pass laws such as like Obama did, and Joe Biden pushing sin into the world, what pushing sin into our, into society. What I mean, like all of these LGBT laws, Donald Trump, like I said, won again. That Joe Biden just overturned the transgender thing. Trump put a ban on that. Trump put a ban on it. He banned them about the transgender thing, even about them getting sex change and all of this type of thing. Trump banned it. So he was not trying to bring the sins in America. Like I said, he cared about America. That's what he said. He cared about America. So if he cared about America so much, he tried America to not bring more sins upon America. But these other people, like say, now that on the left and these liberals, they don't care, because they don't care nothing about no Most High. They don't care nothing about that as well. They don't care. So they're bringing more sin into the society. They're asking for divine chastisement to come, as even the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about. So, America, like I'm telling you, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not prophesying and nothing like that, but I'm just like Farrakhan had been telling y'all before too, man. Y'all better heed the words, man, because y'all got something. You better repent. You better turn back from your wicked ways. You already got enough sin built up that you never repented from, but you better turn back now, because y'all falling deeper and deeper into it. Number one is that you hadn't repented for how you have treated us as so-called black people in America, how you have done our ancestors from the onslaught when you brought them here. You hadn't repented from that. You had changed your ways, even for what you're treating us now. I know what we're doing to each other, but look how you have done, how you're doing with your system. When you have a police officer that unjustly killed a black person in America, y'all always going to cover it up, and y'all always going to justify y'all murdering that brother or that sister that y'all killed. Y'all always going to justify it. So y'all have a lot. You have a lot of dirt. You have a lot of sin that's on y'all. You America, you better turn, because you're gonna be just like those cities of old, those nations of old. And I'm telling you, man, these divine chastisements are coming for y'all. So you better, man, hey, you better repent while you got a chance, America. Y'all think like those Hurricane Harveys and all of those other things that came and hit y'all. Oh, you think I'm gonna tell y'all something like that too, bro, since I heard say the hurricane. Today, here on my way home from work, man, it started storming. And brothers and sisters, I mean, it was that y'all know about that hard, I call it gray rain. It's raining so hard, it looked grayish. It looked gray. And it's like a deep fog, but it's raining. It was raining so hard, man, I couldn't barely see how to drive. I mean, it was cutting up. All I can say is I'm driving. Most High, praise you, Most High. Praise the Most High. I thank you, Most High. I'm just praising the Most High because, number one, I know the power. I know the power of nature, and I see the power of nature. And like I'm saying, that just though how it rained like that, it will flood, and how, like I said, the hurricanes, when those winds come and those storms, the rain. The things that it would do. So I was thinking about, man, Most High, praise you, because I'm praising. I know that the power of nature, when the Most High unleash his divine chastisement with nature, would have happened. So I was like, man, I couldn't see nothing. I'm like, whoa, Most High, praise you. I said, please, Most High, don't allow me. Allow you, please allow me that I can make it home if it be your will. So y'all think that I just that I saw. You imagine when he truly unleashed a lot of these things, divine things, like Don Elijah Muhammad said, rain, sleet, snow, and hail down on here in America, earthquakes and all of these type of things. Y'all just imagine when those type of things happen. Pestilence in the land. Food shortages in the land. You think coronavirus is just here in the land that may be doing some things, wreaking havoc or whatnot. Oh man, y'all, America, keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on doing what you're doing, passing these abominable laws in the land. Keep on passing these abominable laws in the land, and you're gonna see something like never before. Y'all remember last, was it? Year for last or something like that, when all those locals that was over there in Africa and what was that? I think even in Saudi Arabia and places like that, they said, man, thousands upon thousands of locals that was, man, it was one part that it was so many locals that was, and it was daytime. It was so many locals that it actually got dark. That was just because the locals, man, was in the sky just that thick. It got dark. That was an article that said it. It was something of a biblical proportion. Again, they said it was just like something out of a biblical proportion, like the plagues in the Bible. And there was some parts that in Saudi Arabia that's in the desert, it snowed. There was some part they was showing. I've seen some YouTube videos and things that is flooded in some parts that they never got floods before in places like Saudi Arabia and places in the desert. So I tell you, brothers and sisters, you can keep on playing with these sinful things and sinful natures and whatever. But all I can say, whether you believe or not, whether you acknowledge or not, A is coming. So, America, you better repent while you have the chance. Turn back from your wicked ways. Turn back from your wicked ways. Stop all of these abominable things that you're passing in this land. Repent for your past things you have done and stop doing it. When you repent, that means you have to stop. Acknowledge that you are sinning and turn from those ways. Don't do them no more. But I think at the path that y'all doing today, you're not going to stop till something make you stop. And I think America, and I was have to say, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, it will be a fall of America, not, and it's due to the wickedness and things that are happening. It's been a system that is going to fall. And it's because of, as he was even saying, how they're treated. Now, he said how they treated their once former slaves here in America. They never repented for that. They never repented for that, and they continue to keep doing it. They know they hadn't repented because they continue to keep doing things to us here in America. So I just want to drop that on y'all tonight. I thank y'all for tuning in right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network one more time. This is Demore, the Elder Ariah Yahweh Yasha Allah right here. Also, the Demore and leader and teacher of the Liberation Tabernacle of Yah as well. Hey, America, you better repent while you got a chance. Because when the trumpet blows, it's going to be too late. Y'all don't play that game talking about repenting as they tell y'all. You can repent at the last minute on your deathbed. That was Christianity teach. You better do it while you have the chance right now. Biden, y'all better stop passing all of those sexual perversion laws. Because you see, that's why they got y'all churches and stuff shut down right now. All of these religious centers. Oh, and I forgot since I said that. Don't y'all know? I'm going to show y'all. Do y'all know that on Joe Biden? I'm going to show y'all how they playing, how they really pushing it, man. There was an article I seen today. Y'all Google it. I know y'all probably don't want to. But Joe Biden, at his inauguration, at the inaugural prayer, don't you know they were said that Joe Biden them had two trans, where my phone at? I think they had two trans pastors. Yeah, let me see here. Let me pull it up, man. Yeah, you had transgender pastors from Connecticut to take part in inaugural prayer ceremony. That was just, this is one. It was a news article from KDVR. Yeah, wherever that's at. There was another one. It was 4 days ago. Let me pull this up, y'all. I want y'all to see this. This is come from dem.com. It says, Biden historical inaugural prayer service featured two trans faith leaders. Yeah. Two trans faith leaders. It says, in a first for the ceremony, gay and trans people were also mentioned during the main sermon. Now, they're praying to the Most High, but they're actually praying to the Most High to protect LGBTQ people to the Most High. Let me just read y'all some of this right fast, right? On only his first day in office, President Joe Biden has already signaled his commitment to serving the LGBT plus Americans by signing an executive order enforcing LGBT plus employment equality. And much like his inauguration ceremony, which included scene-stealing performance from bi icon Lady Gaga and the Trans Choir of LA, Joe Biden also polarized LGBT plus voices in his inaugural prayer service. Let me try to find something else, sisters and brothers. There's some more stuff here. See that, y'all? See that, man? Y'all see the bullshiggity. Let me see here. The 2021 National Prayer Service, a viral interfaith gathering that took place Thursday featured addresses from a historical number of LGBT plus faith leaders. Wait a minute now. How in the Jane Brown get down do you talk about you got some LGBT plus faith leaders? Now, what Bible are they reading from? Oh, maybe it's the Queen Jane Bible. I don't know. So how can you even fix your mouth to say that you are a faith leader when and you can't be coming from the Bible? You can't be coming from there when you got Leviticus 18 and 22. Say a man shall not lie with mankind as thou lie with womankind. You can't be reading that. You can't have that inside of your Bible. You got to have the Queen Jane Bible where y'all took that out. So how are you somebody, you an LGBT faith leader? Huh? It says two of which were transgenders. Paula Stone William, a pastor at a Colorado left-hand church. Look at that. A left-hand church. I told y'all about these. They tell y'all about these damn leftists. Huh? Okay, here we go. Read a verse from Isaiah about setting the oppressed free. Now they want to talk about they were oppressed. Huh? They talking about these homosexuals. They are taking the stance, black family. Trying to take your thing about being oppressed. They are oppressed. Because they are sexual preference. Because two old muscular-ass, musty-ass dudes want to lay down with each other like he laying with a woman, and he want to talk about he being oppressed. Ain't no goddamn oppression. Try being in slavery. Try being in chattel slavery. You being forced as a human being to being shackled and chained and working in the hot damn fields for free. Getting beaten and your women getting raped. Try that for a change. Try that on. We're talking about being oppressed. Ain't nobody oppressing you from who this hell you trying to sleep with. Let me see here. Let's see here, y'all. Let me see. But anyway, y'all, this is so damn sickening. They even had, check this out, y'all. Check this out. Oh, it ain't just the Christian church now. Check this out. It says among other LGBT faith leaders present were black, lesbian, reverend, a black lesbian, goddamn, presiding bishop at a fellowship of affirming ministries, a black gay reverend, Fred Davisy, executive vice president of the New York Union of Theological Seminaries, a lesbian rabbi. Oh, goddamn. A lesbian, a rabbi. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay, y'all, let's see. That's enough. But then let me see here. They read from the book of Deuteronomy. What they read from the book of Deuteronomy while sitting in front of a rainbow pride flag. That's enough of me reading this shit, y'all. I mean, excuse me, y'all. Y'all see what I mean? Y'all trying to, like, the Most High, y'all gotta, I dare you, Most High, knock this chip off our shoulder. We're going to sin. We're going to do what we want to do. You better not knock this chip off of our shoulder. We dare you, Most High, do anything to us. We're going to do what we want to do. We don't care. We like Aleister Crowley. We're going to do as we willed. We don't care nothing about. Listen, how in the world, y'all, are you claiming to be a faith leader? And you're talking about you a trans. I gotta go. I gotta go. Yeah, this is too much. This is too much. America, repent before it's too late. Turn back from your wicked ways, as the Most High says in the turn back from your wicked ways while you have a chance. I gotta go on that one, y'all. I don't know. Shalom, y'all. Shalom, man. This is getting ridiculous, y'all. Day by day, my brothers and sisters who truly want to serve the Most High, y'all, hey, amen. I don't even really know what to say, y'all, no more. I gotta go. Peace, shalom. Thank y'all for tuning in right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network and Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Y'all stay in the Most High, man. Stay in y'all word, man. Stay grounded. Stay grounded. Don't deviate. Don't do as the world do, because y'all see what the world is doing now. You seeing what society is doing now. Don't listen. Don't get involved just because society says it's okay. If you truly stand with the Most High Yah, don't worry about what society says. You better do what Yah says, because society, like I said, man, they don't have, they're not responsible for your soul. You are. You're going to have to answer for that. Don't do as they do. Do as Yah tells you to do. Shalom. Peace.